The initial route of the Oregon Trail followed the North Platte River, but over time, some decided to follow the southern fork of that river, creating the trail that passed this point in Colorado. I'll take you back to the days before this site became a city on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When pioneers moved west on the Oregon Trail, they initially followed the North Platte River in Nebraska. But over time, another option following the southern branch of that river developed.
We're located right off the South Platte Trail, and it comes from Julesburg and goes into Denver. People going up for the gold rush were traveling the South Platte Trail.
Brian Mack is the curator of the Fort Morgan Museum, a place you can visit free of charge. That route along the South Platte passed here, and eventually the government decided they needed to protect the growing number of people passing this way.
They build the fort here. It starts out as a camp in 1864, several name changes. Eventually becomes a fort in 1866 and is in operation until 1868.
You won't find remnants of this fort here today, in part because this is probably not the type of fort we usually have in mind.
This was an open fort. It didn't have walls around it. You would bring wagon trains into it. The commander would keep the wagon trains there until he thought there was a sufficient amount to move forward.
The fort and the town that is here today are named for a man who was never here.
Colonel Christopher Morgan was an aide-de-camp to General Pope, who visited here in 1866, and he was the general who officially named it a fort. Christopher Morgan had unfortunately perished in a gas asphyxiation accident, so the general named the fort after Christopher, but yeah, there's no records that he was ever even out west.
The town, though, never grew here until about 20 years after the fort was gone. I'll share the reason next time as we travel the countryside. Fort Morgan, Colorado. I'm Andrew McCray.